Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good afternoon and welcome to 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA, the voice of Pittsburgh, as we talk about the things that are very important to you and with people who are making a difference. And today, we're going to jump right off with a point talking about COVID-19 and having to do with vaccinations and exactly what is going on. And we're going to start our conversation with Dr. Maya Ragavan. She is not only an MD, but also a PhD at UPMC Children's Hospital, talking to us about something that's going on today within the Neighborhood Resilience Project, Casa San Jose, and the Violence Prevention Initiative. How do those things, Doctor, relate to COVID vaccinations?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, Rick. So today we are vaccinating community health workers that are doing life-saving work in the Pittsburgh communities. And those organizations are some of many community health workers in Pittsburgh. And the reason that they are so important in terms of vaccinations is that health is so much more than just the healthcare system. Health and wellness goes on in local communities, and community health workers are the ones that provide that level of health and health education. And so vaccinating community health workers and prioritizing their vaccines just shows how grateful we are to them and ensures that they can continue to do the life-saving work that they're doing every day.
So when you say community health worker, are these physician's assistants? Are these nurse practitioners? Are these doctors? What sort of training would they have who's doing this kind of work?
Absolutely. So certainly some of them may serve those roles, but that's not a qualification in terms of being a community health worker. Community health worker is a trusted member of a particular community who gets trained in health education and during the pandemic gets trained in public health measures and gets information about vaccine safety and efficacy, and they provide that information to their local communities. And what's so critical and vital about their work is they are trusted members of the communities where they work. And so that is so critical for the COVID-19 pandemic, because especially with the vaccine, I'm sure that you've heard and seen that there is a lot of vaccine mistrust, and a lot of it, particularly within communities of color, is very well earned and rooted in legacies of racism and trauma. And so ensuring that community health workers who are doing sort of life-saving work within their own communities get vaccinated is very important in terms of addressing vaccine mistrust and building up healthcare systems as more trustworthy.
So what I hear you saying is they're almost liaisons going between the medical community and the places where they live and the places where they work, to sort of not be a translator, but to sort of put it in terms that those people in those communities may understand. Yes?
Yeah, I think that's a great way to put it. And I would say that in addition to being liaisons, they're a vital part of our healthcare system. Mm-hmm. So they're just a critical part of our healthcare system. And we sort of rely on their work. And so as we have been vaccinating healthcare workers, which is very important to maintain healthcare infrastructure and keeping healthcare workers safe, we must include community health workers because they're part of our healthcare infrastructure.
Dr. Maya Ragavan joining us right now from UPMC Children's Hospital. She is an MD, PhD, working with these issues of health equity. So what are the areas that are underserved? Where these people are working here in our Pittsburgh neighborhoods, where are they going? Who are they helping? Who are they working with?
Yeah, absolutely. And so the community health workers, particularly the ones that are being vaccinated today, but additionally other community health workers, often work in medically underserved areas where folks don't have great access to health care. Additionally, many of them work in communities of color, particularly Black and Latino communities, who due to structural inequities and structural oppression, just may not have the same sort of access and who are being disproportionately burdened by the COVID-19 pandemic.
So there are issues, and there has been plenty of research showing that these underserved areas oftentimes are places where their need is the greatest, and yet they are a little leery of getting those vaccines. How can you get the message out? How can you help them to understand that this can help, that this can be a life-saving vaccine?
Totally. Wonderful question. So I think it is so critical when we're thinking about addressing vaccine mistrust, particularly in communities of color, that we stop thinking just about education and that we need to educate folks about how safe and effective vaccine is. It is safe and effective. But we also really need to think about shifting that paradigm. So healthcare providers and researchers build ourselves up as trustworthy. Like I was saying, the mistrust is well-earned. It is rooted in legacies and current-day disparities. And I think it is critical to sort of build ourselves up as trustworthy. And one way to build ourselves up as trustworthy is to partner with community-based organizations like the ones that are getting vaccinated here today and ensure that we leverage their expertise and their wisdom and the life-saving work that they're doing. And so one of the things that that I'm involved with is something called the Community Vaccine Collaborative, which is a community academic collaboration. It's co-led by Casa San Jose, the Neighborhood Resilience Project, the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh, and the Urban Kind Institute, as well as folks from UPMC, University of Pittsburgh, and additional community partners as well. And what we've really tried to do is bring communities into this effort, and ensure that we're leveraging their wisdom and expertise in order to address vaccine mistrust.
So, how many people are you vaccinating today through these community health workers? How many are being vaccinated today?
So today we're going to be vaccinating 21 community health workers. However, it is a multi-tiered process. And the community health workers are part of phase 1A, so the 10% of vaccines that are allocated to non-UPMC affiliated individuals. Community health workers are part of that group, as are victim services agencies and violence interrupters and other folks as well. And so so while we're vaccinating 21 today, community health workers are part of that group and will continue to get vaccinated in the next, the upcoming weeks.
So are these the Pfizer vaccines or these Moderna? Because that's going to mean then 21 days or 28 days later, they've got to come back for dose two, correct?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. This is Moderna. And yes, you're right that 21, a month later or so, they're going to be coming back for dose two.
How difficult is that to keep track of exactly when you have to give the second? It's not a booster shot. That's the wrong. But you understand what I'm saying, until they have to get the second dose. How difficult is that to track?
That's a great question. It's not difficult, and we have like a wonderful sort of scheduling system, and a lot of folks are working behind the scenes to make sure that happens so we can get everyone both of the life-saving doses that they need.
Maya, thank you very, very much for, first of all, being with us here on KDK, but putting it in a language in a way that we can understand about the important work that is being done. And thank you for the fact that you are so willing to not only serve day after day at Children's Hospital, but also reaching out to some places that are underserved in our community. Thank you very much for being here. We very much appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Rick. And I just want to take one more moment to really thank and be grateful to the community health workers. I just want to elevate the work that they're doing because it's really incredible and life-saving. And thank you so much for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
And you're very welcome. And we look forward to visiting with one of those community health members.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.